This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So we have a question. A brother actually asked me this question yesterday. Is it permissible to have a credit card? And what are the conditions if it's permissible?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa lahu ba'd. As we all know, credit card became part of the life today.
Yes.
Unfortunately, even certain transactions required credit card. Mm-hmm. If you rent a car, especially if you're a traveler, for safety reasons, you don't want to have your account, bank account, exposed to any place that you go buy from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some even places and hotels and car rental places, they were required from you to have a credit card. Mm-hmm. With this being said, also in the same time, we know that credit card is number one or second reasons for people to be in debt in America and many places in the world. Mm-hmm. And the amount of debt that accumulated by credit card is just astronomical, like very
staggering. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. You like right. how it is going, and the interest rate is so high in mm-hmm. these credit cards as well. So, with this being said, I would like to advise every Muslim to be very careful with using credit card, especially young people, especially people with low income, because you get caught into this. Multiplied riba and interest and a way that you can get out of it sometimes accumulated tens of thousands of dollars people have debt because of credit card, and they don't even pay the principal, they just keep paying the interest. Obviously, any contract that based on riba, interest based, which is you owe them money, and in order for them to delay the payment, they charge you extra money. Mm-hmm. That's a pure form of riba, and it is haram by the consensus of the Muslim scholars, and is not allowed to be in such deal, to enter such deal. So that's the default rules. Mm-hmm. But what if someone would say, I use the credit card not as a lender. I don't use the credit card to get cash. I use the credit card to be more of a representative to me, to pay on my behalf, than I pay back. Mm-hmm. It's not I'm taking loan from it, I'm just doing it as somebody who will be wakil, or like, you know, representative for me, or doing it on my behalf, and I pay back right away. We say, if there is a type of credit card where you can put an amount of money, then you pull from that pool of money to pay. Let's say you put a deposit in your credit card, $500. Then whenever you go to buy something, you take from that $500. So you have a limit in your in your credit line, and that limit covered by an actual. That will be the purest form of using the credit card. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it became more of like a debit as well. Like if you go to, for example, to the store and you buy Visa. For $500, and you still can use it as a credit card in the stores, mm-hmm. but you already have that $500 exist in your account, mm-hmm. and you can add more money to it. That will be the purest form of using the credit card. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that and go away with it, that's the best recommendation. You can't, you go to the next level, which is you take the credit card and use them as a representative for you, pay on your behalf, then you pay it before that deadline comes or the interest comes. Some of them even give you a year without interest, as long as you do the payment mm-hmm. or the minimum requirement. That would be also something that I will recommend for you to look at. But if you're gonna use it, make sure that you pay it on time. And this should be because of the need. And because of it's one of these things that became commonly exist today. عَمَّتْ بِهِ الْبَلْوَى بَيْنَ النَّاسِ الْيَوْمِ.
You can't avoid it.
It's very hard to avoid, and especially in certain businesses. So that will be permissible, in my opinion, to have with the following condition. You pay it on time. You have enough income you know that you will be able to pay. But somebody will have three credit cards and his income is very low. Like, he knows he's not going to be able to pay. That person should cancel his credit card immediately.
Yeah.
Unless it is necessity, okay, or an extreme need for it.
Right.
It's the only way I can provide for my kids, for my family. So to summarize, if you can have a credit card that there is an amount of money already deposited ahead of time that you pull from it to pay, like these cards that you buy and you load it with an amount of money, that will be the best one. Number two, you get a credit card where there is no interest fee for a month or 6 months or something like that. Number three, you'll get a credit card where there is an interest associated with it if you don't pay on time. And you make sure that you pay on time. You have the ability to pay on time because of your the nature of your income. And you put it in the auto pay so you don't forget, or you put a system to ensure that you will not fall into the interest. There is other also credit cards. Some of them, they don't charge you interest, but they charge you late fee. I don't know if this still exists or not, but in the old days, American Express used to have that. Mm-hmm. That's less, it's still a problem, but it's less problem than the interest rate. So they do, hey, there is a $30 late fee, and we stop you, the use of your card if you don't pay. That would be much better than using a card that will give you 15% interest rate or 18% interest rate, and they keep accumulating. There is also a couple of other things I want to mention in relation to the credit card. Sometimes the credit card give you cash back or give you points that you use to purchase tickets or purchase things with it. Are you allowed to use it? Yes, you are allowed to use it. Because these are just a gift from the company for you for using this service. Another question related to credit card, a lot of people ask me about as well. As a seller, can I use credit card? Like, accept credit card? I have a store, I have a, you know, restaurant, whatever it is. Can I use credit card, accept credit card from my customers? The answer is yes. But what if they don't pay it on time, Ruba? That's not your responsibility. You receive the money in the right way, and that will be sufficient for you. Same thing we have in the masjid, for example. People can pay through the credit card.
Right.
You know, we receive it in the halal way. And if somebody said, yeah, but you're encouraging people to have credit card, I don't think we encourage. I don't think people are waiting for, oh, we have like a credit card in the masjid. That's why I'm going to, issue a credit card. Nobody really does that. Mm-hmm. It became so common today in modern day. Unfortunately, this way of doing business. I hope this covered most of the issue related to the credit card. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for those who are in debt. One last thing, Sheikh, actually, I remember now. Sometimes you have a credit card, like three credit cards. You can rearrange these credit card in one credit card. So you transfer all the balance to one credit card.
But there is a charge.
There is still charge, there is still interest in it.
Right.
But let's say these three credit card, your interest rate here, 18, this one is 10% only from all these debts. Can you do that? Definitely. Anything that will reduce the amount of riba that you involve is better than having a higher rate of riba. Because that's reducing the amount of interest that you are involved in it. So if that's the option that you have to pay it faster and to reduce the amount of time or riba involved in your, in relation to your debt, yes, you can do that. In one of the dua in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I would recommend people to memorize and to remember, and it helps you to pay your debt. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if your debt as the size of a mountain, he said, it will help you to pay it off, which is, Allahumma aghnini bihalalika an haramik wa bifadlika amman siwak. I'll let you translate that, Sheikh.
Oh Allah, اللهم أغنيني بحلالك عن حرامك. Make the halal for me sufficient that I don't need the haram. That make it always sufficient for me, that I cover all my needs with the halal.
وبفضلك عمن
سواك. And with your favor on me, your blessings, that I don't seek anyone else. Yes.
اللهم آمين.
Right, آمين.
جزاك الله خير.